Yeah, I was having some pretty good luck with it. That's as much HF as I have. I got a hand-me-down antenna and a hand-me-down radio. And there's Dave, who's mobile right now, probably still listening. He gave me a 10-meter, Anytone 10-meter rig. Actually, it's a CB/10-meter. I hold down some buttons and throw salt over my shoulder and hold my face just right and restart it with a button sequence, and it'll convert from 10 to 11 meters. And then Cameron had a vertical, 10-meter vertical that he didn't need anymore, so doggone it. I'm on 10, and I worked Japan a few about a month ago when it was kind of hot, maybe 2 months ago. But that's a good long distance down there, chilly. Holy cow. Yeah, I never hit. That's on the very, almost the very bottom tip of South America. Yeah, I could hit Japan all day long. I guess boring for me, but my antenna is a little bit different. But yeah, Japan's easy. But yeah, that's a, and I'm not bragging. I'm just saying that's just what happens. But yeah, South America, that's a, it was almost 7,000 miles on 10 meters. I couldn't believe it. Yeah, it must have bounced a lot of times to get there. I don't know what the takeoff angle of the antenna is, but I would think it's me went up and down a few times. Yeah, I think when I was listening to Japan, I think a lot of the reason why Japan is okay for me, because I'm only running 25 watts, if that. But those Japanese stations, those guys aren't fooling around. A lot of them, they're running some pretty good power, and they're running 3 and 4 element beams. It's pretty amazing. It looks like they're running some of the pictures of them on QRZ. I see a lot of those. What are those? The quad beams, you know? They're a cubical quad with you know what I'm talking about? Instead of a Yagi. Oh yeah, I know what you're talking about. I don't remember the name of it, but yeah, you're right. The Japanese, the hams over there, they're serious. They run some expensive stuff, man. Yeah, talked to quite a few of them, and one of my most interesting ones that I talked to wasn't in Japan. It was Asiatic Russia. That was a fun one too, but that was a few years back. I haven't hit England yet though, because everybody on the East Coast keeps hogging it when they pipe in. So I hit Israel one time. That was fun. But yeah, those Japanese guys, they're serious, aren't they?
Yes, they are. I never even came close to here in Europe, but I would. Asiatic Russia, what's that? Is that like the steppes of Russia, or like the Cossacks, you know? Where Genghis Khan originated, maybe? Those people? A lot of history over there. Good on horseback, I guess, from what I hear. I have a. Since the dog passed, I have deer that frequent. They browse in my yard. And I'm looking out the window here. And there's a whole bunch of them out there. One of them's like 8 feet away from the window. They're just munching away. They could prune all they want.
Yeah, it's nice, huh? I was just on YouTube too, looking at motorcycle rides in Oregon. There's some really nice rides up here. I think I'm going to start mapping them on Google and transferring to my GPS. I just bought a Zumo GPS for the Gold Wing, so I think I'm going to start doing that.